The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, July 10th, 2016, is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 3, verses 9 through 20. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 20. What shall we conclude then? Do we have any advantage? Not at all. For we have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways. And the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. May the Lord bless this reading of His Word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 20, New International Version, Sunday, July 10th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary below. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson with other Bible students and teachers through the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 20. Romans 3, 9. What shall we conclude then? Do we have any advantage? Not at all. For we have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin. God gave the Jews the oracles, the very words of God in the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament. But they did not obey the commands, laws, or words of God. Possessing the words of God did not make them so special that God excused them from obeying God. Instead, possessing the oracles of God made them more accountable to God to obey God more carefully and wisely. They had no excuse for not knowing what God requires of every person. Paul showed that all Jews and Gentiles had and have broken the law of God, which they had and have come to know in various ways. And breaking God's laws always puts people under the power of sin. Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. Because Paul was reasoning with Jews, he pointed them to the oracles of God in the Greek translation of the Hebrew Scriptures, which would have been used by Greeks, Romans, and Jews outside of Judea. See especially Psalms 14, verses 1 through 3, which Paul abbreviates from the Greek version of the Old Testament, in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have been corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Because no one has perfectly obeyed the law of God, we must depend on the love, grace, and mercy of God to be made right with God and put into a right relationship with God to be made righteous and live rightly. Romans 3:11. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. Quoting the Old Testament as his absolute authority, Paul wanted everyone who would read his letter to understand that before coming to faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, each person has had a period in their lives when they did not understand and did not truly want to understand the true God and God's purpose for them. They had preferred to live for themselves supremely. Furthermore, there was a time when they sought to satisfy their selfish, self-centered selves rather than seek God, God's will, and God's laws. Even those raised in Christian homes and churches have sinned and need Jesus Christ to save them. No Christian, Gentile, or Jew can be right with God by their obedience to God's law, because no one has ever perfectly obeyed God's law. After disobeying God, no one can make up or atone for that disobedience by future obedience. Salvation depends on Jesus Christ, on His love, grace, and mercy to save people from their sins and the consequences of sin, eternal death, through their faith in Him. Being saved by the love of Jesus, believers will love to obey God and follow Jesus. Romans 3:12. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Paul continued to prove his point from the Scriptures. God looks down from heaven into the heart of every person. God sees our motive behind our every action. Even mature Christians have acknowledged that there were times in the past when they consciously turned away from God to pursue the ways of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Therefore, they have needed to repent and return to faithful obedience to God. When Christians sin, they realize even more how much they need Jesus to help them love and live for God day by day. Their righteousness totally depends on Jesus. Their study of the Bible and the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives, helping them understand how to express their love for God and others. It may seem harsh to us for God to say that turning from Him and His will makes us worthless. Worthless to God, others, and ourselves seems like strong language. In Hebrew, the word worthless can be translated spoiled or rotten, as in rotten fruit or spoiled meat, unfit to eat and enjoy. Certainly, if someone is walking away from God and further into spiritual darkness and the enslaving power of sin, they are ruining their lives and making themselves worthless. Some might say they know an atheist who does good. However, no one can see into their heart. Their doing good outwardly does not always reveal why they do what they do. Their motive may be selfishness, or even an attempt to prove that people do not need God. Compare Matthew 23:25-26. Paul achieved his purpose in showing us how much we need to turn to Jesus for saving grace. for trusting in Jesus and for following Jesus day by day. Only Jesus can recreate us and help us fulfill God's plans for our lives. Romans 3:13. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. In Romans 3:13-18, Paul showed more of the results when a person, culture, society, tribe, nation, and world turns from the true God. To show the complete depravity of a person who has turned from God, Paul wrote of the throat, the tongue, the lips, and the feet. Compare Psalm 5:9. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they tell lies. The grave receives the dead, and the body decays, and slander comes forth from those who have spiritually died and have morally decayed. They tell lies and want to murder the character or good name of someone they want to destroy, especially the lives and testimony of Christians. Their poisonous lives can destroy someone as quickly as a poisonous viper, and many times there is no antidote. Paul used the Bible once again to show the horrific consequences when someone turns from God and how they hurt others with their false, malicious lies. Compare Psalm 140:1-3. Rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violent, who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips. As David knew, only the Lord can deliver and guard believers from the liar. The liar has slander always ready on the tip of his tongue, and a ready lie to conceal and deny his misdeeds. Evildoers are often compared to snakes and vipers. Jesus had these words for those who live like poisonous vipers. You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape from being condemned to hell? Matthew 23:33. No one can claim that they have always perfectly used their tongue and lips to honor God and bless others. So we all need the Lord Jesus to forgive us and help us, where both wise and possible, make amends to those we have harmed. Romans 3:14. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. When Paul abbreviated or paraphrased Psalm 10:7, his mouth is full of lies and threats, trouble and evil are under his tongue, he continued to show the consequences for people and societies that have turned away from God. Since God gives a depraved mind to those who turn away from him and from the truth about him and refuse to repent, their thinking becomes futile. We can expect and see in many cultures and nations today that those under the power of sin cannot reason and discuss truth with others, but turn to cursing them and using all manner of foul language to express themselves and shut down intelligent conversation and debate. See Romans 1:28. We also see them express the bitterness in their hearts as their words flow forth in an irrational torrent. Living under the power of sin will always result in unhappiness, bitterness, disappointment, hatred, and anger that is either suppressed or openly expressed in words and deeds. Romans 3:15. Their feet are swift to shed blood. As Paul continued to quote from the Greek Old Testament, remember Paul was writing about the sins of the Jews and not their enemies when you compare Romans chapter 3 verses 15 through 18 to Isaiah chapter 59 verses 7 through 9. Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. They pursue evil schemes. Acts of violence mark their ways. The way of peace they do not know. There is no justice in their paths. They have turned them into crooked roads. No one who walks along them will know peace. So justice is far from us, and righteousness does not reach us. We look for light, but all is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in deep shadows. As with all sinful nations, eventually, the leaders and people in the Jewish nation had further declined from destroying others by telling lies to physically attacking to hurt and destroy others. Violence increases among groups and in nations that have turned from God. In Paul's day, the Jews were continuing their downward spiral into increasing violence. After crucifying their Messiah, they persecuted his followers, as Paul had once done. Lying about others to destroy them can eventually no longer satisfy those who have turned from the Lord, and violence will spread throughout a society that refuses to repent and turn back to God. Romans 3:16. Ruin and misery mark their ways. Ruin and misery will come upon the individual, the culture, the society, and the nation that will not turn to the true God and to Jesus Christ for salvation from the power of sin and all the consequences that flow from the power of sin. They will also bring misery on those around them, and Christians will sometimes die a martyr's death at their hands. A nation and world will descend into further unrighteousness that will lead to the ruin and misery of the sinner and the temporal suffering of those they seek to harm. Romans 3:17. And the way of peace they do not know. There is a way to peace and a way of peace that results from trust in and obedience to the true God as revealed in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ can bring inner peace and joy in the knowledge of God, even in the midst of people who are enslaved to sin, to violent behavior, to activities that bring ruin and misery to themselves and others. Paul intended to show that the only way to be right with God and right within yourself was through faith in Jesus Christ and the freedom from the power of sin that only His love, grace, and mercy can give someone and even a society of believers in Him, the Church. 2,000 years of history since the writings of St. Paul have proved him right. Romans 3:18. There is no fear of God before their eyes. The word fear in this verse can be interpreted to mean that those under the power of sin and who choose to remain under the power of sin rather than turn to God for freedom from sin and forgiveness by God have no awe or reverence for God. Fear can also be interpreted in this verse to mean, and this may be the preferred interpretation here, that those committed to lying, crime, and violence for selfish reasons do not fear God. They do not fear any punishment from God for their unjust behavior either in this life or the next life. Paul has proved from reason and the Scriptures that sinners, whether Jews or Gentiles, will need Jesus Christ to save them from the consequences of sin, because no law has the power to make anyone righteous or right with God. Romans 3:19. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Study of the scriptures, of human history, of cultures, societies, and nations shows how sin has robbed the world and every person of true happiness, love, joy, and peace. The law of God in the Bible, the moral law of love, the laws revealed by reason and observation, the laws revealed by our human conscience, even in the Gentile, the one who has never heard from the scriptures of the true God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, show everyone that they have not lived according to the moral law of love, and they know they have suffered from others who have not done so either. God will hold both the Jew and the Gentile accountable because they knew God and turned away from God. Therefore, to show them mercy and forgiveness, God sent His Son to save both Jew and Gentile believers in Him. Every mouth will be stopped or silenced, because those of this world cannot experience true and lasting joy and peace apart from trusting in Jesus Christ to free them from sin and cleanse them from all unrighteousness. When God judges the world, because the whole world is held accountable to God, no one will be able to give a good and sufficient excuse for their sins and rebellion against God. God's judgments will be just, for these words of God apply to all Jews and Gentiles. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. Romans 3:20. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. Because of their sins, God will not declare anyone righteous in His sight by works of the law. God sees each person in the totality of their lives. Past sins will not be forgiven on the basis of imperfect efforts to obey the law of God, as people have come to understand the law imperfectly. Even people's imperfect understanding of the law from the scriptures or experience leads them to become conscious of the fact that they have sinned and lived imperfectly. In the Old Testament, Abraham and Job were declared righteous because of their faith in the true God, not because they obeyed God perfectly. In the New Testament, salvation is by God's grace through faith in the true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as revealed by Jesus Christ, our Lord, who came into the world to be our Savior. The law makes us aware of our sins and our need of salvation. The Holy Spirit uses the law of God and the gospel to show us the way of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. When Jesus fills the repentant sinner with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit circumcises their hearts and empowers them to love God and others in obedience to the moral law of God. But their obedience does not save them. The obedience to God and the good works that a Christian displays before the world are the fruit of the Holy Spirit at work in their lives. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What are some advantages of having the Bible to read? 2. What does it mean to be under the power of sin? 3. How do most people live when they refuse to repent and turn to God, preferring instead to listen the way they want and live the way they want? 4. What did Paul say happens to someone when they turn away from God? 5. Do you think sincere followers of Jesus Christ should still study the law of God, Give a reason for your answer. International Bible Lesson: Why Everyone Needs Jesus Christ. Sunday, July 10th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. In Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome, he showed that everyone needs faith in Jesus Christ to be freed from the consequences and power of sin. First, he showed that those without the Bible were accountable to God because God had given them reason, evidence from creation, and a conscience that revealed to them that God exists and what God requires for people to be right with Him, others, and themselves. Next, he showed those with the Bible, the Old Testament, that they also were accountable to God for their actions. Having the Hebrew Scriptures while disobeying God did not give the Jews an advantage over others, but revealed their responsibility and guilt. Whether the law of God is revealed through reason, nature, conscience, or the Bible, people know they do not act perfectly toward others or themselves. Sometimes they realize they have not behaved perfectly toward God, all of which is sin. As the Holy Spirit works through the law of God, people become conscious of the fact that they need God to free them from the controlling power of sin in their lives and save them from the other consequences of their disobedience. When they see how wrong they have been in their treatment of God, others, and themselves, they know that if they lived perfectly from that moment forward, which is humanly impossible, that they could never make themselves right with God. They know they need God to remove from them the crushing baggage of their sins. So, Paul shows people how God will make believers right through faith in Jesus Christ. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.